Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, boy? Look, it's been a minute. It's been a little minute. Just a small minute. You know, I know y'all thought it wasn't going to happen. Show wasn't coming back on. Oh, Tony done gave up and all that stuff like that. But no, man, that ain't how that go. I got to get my man Chuck up in here real quick. Chuck, I need you to hit the one button, sir. All right, there you go. Chuck G.
Tony, I'm here.
Hey, what's going on, Chuck?
What's up, bro?
Hey, man, it's been a little minute, right? Yeah, all gas, no break. This weekend, this Saturday, April 24th, Orlando Speed World. I know that's going on. I definitely know that's going on.
It's gonna be some action.
Hey, yeah, you know, and it's some. Listen, I'm gonna get into that in a minute. But let me do this too. Now, I'm going to tell y'all like this, man. I got one topic. I got one topic for tonight. I'm going to put that out there later. You know, but with as much been going on since we've been gone, and, you know, really we ain't been gone as long as most of y'all think. Because matter of fact, I need somebody to text me. If you think you know, text me the last date we had a show, a radio show. Text me that. I'm going to see who get it right. But anyway, like I said, I got one topic, man. And it's important. It's important to the future of what we do and how we do it. So before we get into all of that, I'm gonna go ahead and I gotta talk about my sponsor. You know, I do got a couple of sponsors, you know, they help a brother out and do things for me and do stuff for Chuck G Entertainment and Tony Rayford. I got a couple of sponsors. The first one is, I'm announcing my sponsors now. We got a new shop alert, man. It's a new shop alert. A brand new shop alert. We got a new shop alert. I hope y'all heard me say new shop alert. We got a new shop alert in South Florida. Okay. I'm dropping shit. The name of the shop is 561 Motorsports. Okay, brand new shop, 561 Motorsports. And if you need it, they got it from mile to wild, whatever you want as far as high performance, they can build it for you. Okay, now I'm going to go ahead and put the phone number out there. It's 561-740-6560. That's 561-740-6560. 6560, and that's a new shop alert, 561 Motorsports. And you can also find them on Facebook. You can go up to the search box on Facebook, just put in 561 Motorsports, and they are located at 3114 45th Street, West Palm Beach, 3347. That's 3114 45th Street, West Palm Beach, 33407. And that's a new shop alert. Once again, it's 561 Motorsports. And that phone number is, for the last time, 561-740-6560. Okay? You trying to go racing, you got a street strip car, you know, just something, a cruiser, you want to hit the beach, whatever it is. They doing all of that right there. You know, I mean, if you want to get more into detail, just give them a call and tell them I sent you. Tell them you heard it on the show. Okay, and the next one we got Toes R Us. Everybody knows Travis over at Toes R Us. Travis is expanding, and he's doing a lot of good things down there in South Florida. They're offering toy and roadside assistance in the South Florida and the surrounding county. So anything south of Yeehaw Junction, if y'all know where Yeehaw Junction at, anything south of there, all of that, you know, park, towing and roadside assistance for all of that area right there. They also doing lockouts. You know, you lock your keys out your car or in your car. You lock keys in your car. Junk car removal. You know, they doing a lot. Travis must have done bought some more damn trucks over there or something. I don't know. But they are located 6980 Wallace Road, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33413. And their phone number is 561-793-TOWS. T-O-W-S. That's T-O-W-S. 561-793-8697. If you don't want to try to spell toes, it's 8697. But anyway, like I say, you know, shout out to my sponsors, Toes R Us, and New Shop Alert, 561 Motorsports, you know, for trying to help keep this thing moving, man. I appreciate y'all. Without people like that, you know, we don't really move. So you do need people to help out, man, because it's kind of tough at times. But anyway,
I tell you what,
Chuck G, where you at?
Let me say one thing. Hey, 561 Motorsports, if you need some work done now, they got a couple open spots, too. You need some work done from mile to mile, they got open spots. So call them ASAP. Ask for Angela. They'll take care of you.
And boy, Angelo. Angelo is all right. Hey, I hope Angelo coming down to the race this weekend.
Also, they got an entry in the D-League for Saturday, so they will see Angelo. They will see 561 Motorsports.
Okay.
So they got a car coming in there. Another Mustang.
And guess what? We got that damn D-League on fire, man. I swear, Chuck, I don't know what it is, man, but them people they be trying to race and now, like, we started that off the trailer in January. I'm on that, Chuck. I don't know about you, but I'm on that because I'm gonna tell you like this. A lot of these cars run all the time. These guys been running with us for probably the last 6 years. So I mean, why do you need to go out there and do a whole bunch of testing at a track that you test and tune at anyway? And then it keep it interesting, you know. It kind of help them, you know, keep things moving
and
stuff
what,
like that.
We got the lawn. Was the lawn dart the 63 Plymouth dart?
The lawn dart, yeah, Dick Deason. Dick got it. Dick Deason, the lawn dart. I don't even know what he got in Chuck, but hey man, the man coming out to play.
Listen. Don't get sick. It's an LS in it.
Yeah, it's a fairly new car. I seen it a couple times. I seen it a couple times previously, and I was checking him out. Yeah. I just didn't know, you know. I didn't know, but I had to watch him for a little bit. But yeah, it's a nice little car, man. It's different too, Chuck.
It's different. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's different. Yeah, it ain't. No, nobody got a dart in D League. I mean, it's shit.
Especially not you that year. That's the old other dart.
Yeah.
But it looked good.
Right.
That time. It looked good.
Yeah, it looked good. It do. Yeah. Old Dick Deason.
Good.
I think I would change his name. Oh,
let me tell you,
I feel uncomfortable saying that shit.
I went across the inbox. I was like, huh? I had to look at it twice. I was like, oh, okay. Dick Deason, all right.
Yeah,
hey, we're glad to have
I'm you, Dick,
if you
want.
Yeah, Didi.
I'm calling Didi, man. I'm calling Didi.
There you go, Didi.
Yeah, hey. But anyway, I know y'all seen the list, man. The list is out there. The 28-29, it is a good list, man. Golly, that's a good.
That's a good list.
Hey, Chuck, I was putting it together, and I was saying, man, this is a really good list. I'm like, this is a really good list, man. But, hey, I like that list.
Because we've seen a few cars at Battle of the Bay, you know? So,
Battle
in
the Bay, yep.
It's going to be good. It's going to be real good.
I seen a couple at Keno's Invitational. I seen, I've been seeing them at Testing Tune. You know, I be watching. Yeah, they ready to race, Chuck. Man. But what else? Yeah, the 28-29. Now, you know, that's not something you got to prepay for. Me and Chuck had a discussion. And we talked about it, and we decided to open it up. You know, we go ahead and open up 28-29s, and as a matter of fact, I believe you will find pretty much all the no-time races in the state of Florida will be open. I mean, and it, you know, it's not a big secret, man. It's like this. We just don't have those cars like that are – like a whole bunch of them like that are, you know, want to get in 28-29s that don't show time. You know, Florida is, this is a time showing state for real. It's the home of no time racing, but the South is the home of no time racing, but it does have a lot of people that they proud to show their time. Ain't nothing wrong with that. If that's what you like, there's nothing wrong with that. So you can't really make a whole no-time feel of 28-29 cars that are going to get in the shootout. And the handful of them that we do have, you know, the 10 or 12 we got, all they want to do is grudge race. They ain't trying to get in no shootout. They grudge racing. So, you know, we decide to open it up. You know, we decide to open it up, you know, and allow everybody to play, you know, as long as you sit the way you're supposed to sit. What you say, Chuck? Oh, goodness. I ain't got my glasses on.
Hey, I'm down with it. I'm all for it because it's going to be a lot of action. Gonna be a lot of action, man. Everything you said is true.
Yeah, and like I know people still gonna ask because they're not reading the flyer. Hey, one thing about racers, let me tell you something about these racers, man. These grudge racers, boy, they could read them grids, and they could read them computers like a motherfucker. I read a fucking flyer. I don't know what it is, man. They can't read no fucking flyer. You put it on paper right in front of them, but they can't read no flyer. But I know a lot of people going to say it. Well, I didn't know, and it's on the flyer. I done said it on Facebook Live. I'm saying it on Blog Talk. You know, I think I said it on YouTube, Chuck. I don't know where you be putting that shit at, but wherever you put it at, it damn sure get a lot of action. So, but I done said it, you know, 28-29 is open to all. Open to all. You know, so tell somebody. Like Brock say, tell a friend, however the hell he say that shit, I don't know. Tell somebody, man, 28-29 is wide open, bro. And $100 to enter, $3,000 to win. That 8-car minimum, and that's all going down this weekend. So, you know, if y'all already made plans, I mean, the weather looked good. It's probably going to be a little on the hot side, to tell you the truth. That's why we kind of try to direct stuff towards the evenings. But this time of year, that's this time of year that is. In Florida, that's how it is. But Chuck, you got anything else? You got anything else, Chuck?
I have our Chuck G Entertainment stickers Saturday, and I don't got that many. So if you want one, hit me up. $5, man.
Yeah, put your pre-orders.
$5, two for eight. So hit me up.
Hey, that ain't bad. That's not bad. Yeah, we had before we just giving the motherfuckers to. Hey man, anyway, what about the videos? We got any new videos coming out? Anything like that, Chuck? We making a movie this weekend.
Making a movie this weekend. We making a movie, and let me tell y'all something. If you're listening, Tony, no, I got like 7 to 8 years worth of videos. And
you do got a lot of footage.
You might ask, I might have it. So, and then I never heard that. I might have it. I can go back and look because I haven't put everything out that I have. You know, so if you need something, you curious about something, I might have it. It might take me a few days to go through my file.
You got anything else coming out, anything else new coming out, or anything you done put out recently? I mean, y'all need to go to YouTube also if you really ain't up on it. Go to YouTube and subscribe to Chuck D Entertainment. You're going to get notification with all the new movies. I don't want to call them videos because they more than videos. You know what I'm saying? You everybody got Roku TVs and shit now. Just send that shit to the TV, man, and sit there and watch it, because I'm telling you, it's like watching episodes. It's like watching a series or something. It's like a little story, you know what I'm saying? But go to Chuck G Entertainment on YouTube and subscribe. Chuck G Entertainment also on Instagram, so if you ain't already did it. So you'll keep up with everything.
Yeah.
Say what, Chuck?
We got some new apparel coming out, and I have a website for that soon, so y'all just hang tight. And you'll be able to get some shirts. And,
yeah.
And,
shirts, so, hats, you know.
Keep it.
Masks.
Keep it because
that
shit going to be worth money, you know what I'm saying? About 20 years when you're in the nursing home, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, you'll be able to tell a story behind it.
Yeah.
You'll be able to tell a damn story behind it.
So this, right, this Saturday will be amazing.
Yeah, go ahead.
Amazing,
Chuck.
Man.
Go. Let me know when.
This shit going to be amazing Saturday. So if you just be ready and be there. Be there when the gates open up because we're going to have a good time. Yeah, it's going to be a little warm in the beginning, but it's going to cool off. And we're going to light that night up with candles. So y'all stay tuned. Be ready. Just be there. We're going to have a blast. Florida turn up. Y'all going to see some shit you ain't never seen before.
Uh-huh. Hey, right, it's always something interesting, man, at a Chuck G Entertainment event, man. So anyway, now, y'all got anything? Anybody got anything they want to come on here and announce and put out there? You know, we wide open, man. So, like I said, we done fired the show back up, but it's a new line now. This a new show host now. This a new show host. So, you know, y'all got anything you're looking for? Announcements you want to make? People you might be looking for, whatever, man, now is the time to hit that one button. Because, like I told you, I only have one topic. I got one topic. And, you know, that, I don't know. I'm just, there's some stuff that need to be put out there. So, anybody, all you got to do is hit the one button. If you don't understand, go back to the dial pad on your phone. Hit the one button if you got something to say. Anything to talk about. Okay. All right. Well, we ain't got nobody want to bring nothing up, so I'll go ahead and move right on with the damn topic, man. Listen. Okay. Let me see how I can put this. I'm going to try to put it the way I can. You know what? I need a volunteer, though. I need a volunteer. Chuck, you still there? I got Chuck here. I just need one person that Chuck could talk to other than me. One person. Okay. That look like Joe Lewis right there. Ooh, if that is Joe, that's a perfect thing. Joe.
Hey, Tony, that's me hitting that button, Tony. Shit. What's up?
Kurt. Oh, okay. Okay, I just got one topic, Kurt, and I'm gonna put it out there. And I'm gonna let you and Chuck G throw it back and forth real quick, okay? And it's real important. This detrimental to the sport, man. And if you hear the words I'm saying, you hear what I'm saying, words I'm using. If I say it's detrimental to the sport, all you gotta do is think about what's detrimental to the sport. Okay. And now here go the topic, and it's real simple. Should we have or should we not have tickets in grudge racing?
No, we shouldn't have tickets. We don't need tickets. No.
Well, you know, y'all, you got to explain that shit, Chuck. I mean, you can't just say, no, we don't need tickets, but you got to, you know, kind of like
simple,
explain it.
I mean, we know everybody's trying to get everybody time and shit like that, but when you grudging, when you racing somebody else, then you shouldn't be able to get your ticket because you could gauge that person pretty much how fast they running if they're right there on your side. You know what I'm saying? It make it that much easier for you. But
yeah,
doing your test passes,
yeah,
that's a whole different thing. But when you're grudging for money now, you shouldn't, for the respect, you shouldn't have no tickets. No tickets shouldn't be delivered to both sides.
Hey, now, Chuck, you want me to tell you something? I'm going to tell you something Kurt told me one time. And Kurt on the phone. Before Kong went down, Kurt said, Tony, I don't even know how fast Kong is. I said, what you talking about, Kurt? Kurt said, I don't know how fast it is. He said, I don't ever even pay attention to the ticket. But you know, if you do, and if you do, if you do, if you don't, if you don't,
hey,
I think
Tony,
that if you don't have tickets, go ahead, Kurt.
Tony, let me explain that, because I done said it before on the morning show. When you test it, you don't know who watches, so you don't want to make a full pass, so you make 3:30 pass, and you study your 3:30 time. Everything after 3:30, the car going to do what it's going to do. And when you run a grudge race, we don't do tickets. So you really don't know what the car run. You estimate from 3:30 tickets, but you don't know what it run in the 8th mile. You can kind of guess it, fill it out. But, Tony, if you're a grudge racer, what do you need a ticket for? You get tickets while you're testing. If you want to test and know what you run, run an 8 mile while you're testing.
Oh, shit. Well, Kurt, you might be making too much sense.
I don't want to know that bad, Tony, because none of them cars run the same thing every pass, no damn way. You can go out there thinking that you're running this right here, and you can beat him because he's running right there. You spend the time going the air a little bit, you're not going to run the same thing. So it really don't matter.
Yeah, they vary. It's damn sure going to vary, Kurt.
But why risk the ticket when we know that people could judge off of that ticket, how fast one car went and how fast the other went. Why risk that?
Mm-hmm.
So, best thing is when we decided no tickets. If somebody that grudge race want a ticket, it's the reason why he want it, though.
What's the reason, Kurt?
If he claim he know what his car runs, he don't need no ticket. He trying to judge what that other car race. And that's cheating. No, we don't need
We don't need tickets. So I got two for no tickets. I got two. I got to take school because I know y'all ain't going to say shit. Y'all going to wait for me to say it. Go ahead.
Tony, it ain't no science, though. Every person that races, you pretty much can gauge how fast a car going. You running your car, you can gauge how much a car. You don't need no damn tickets. You can still gauge it. If you know how fast your car runs, you can pretty much gauge, you know, within 2/10 or so how fast the car is.
Hold on. I got somebody want to come in, Kurt, Chuck, and they've been sitting there for a minute. I was just trying to wait for y'all to finish. Hold on. 727-0318. Go ahead. Who that? Who we got?
It's Jacob Cassie.
Oh, Lord.
What up, Cassie?
I'm going to tell you one more time. Kevin can let me talk. Hold on, Tony. Another thing, another people that not realizing is that goddamn tree. If your ass cutting shitty ass tree, that make a big difference too. If you cutting a shitty tree, that make a big difference on the other end.
Hey,
and it might look like you
if you don't get no ticket, if you don't get no ticket in the grudge race, you don't know what tree you cut. You just know if it's good.
It should be in the stipulations.
Oh, come on. Wait, hold on. What'd you say, Kathy?
It should be in the stipulations between the two grudge racers. It shouldn't matter what everyone else wants to do because the tree is going to matter. And fucking, you know, as long as the tickets are properly handed out and there's no shaky shit going on at the ET shack, it shouldn't matter. It shouldn't matter who gets a ticket or not.
It's got to be stipped, in other words.
Yeah, if you believe that they're gonna run their mouth and they got, you know, 10 cars over there in their camp or something, you know, then you should put in the stipulations whenever y'all lock in the race, you know, or right there in the staging lane, you guys should discuss that shit. But it shouldn't even matter, you know, if it's not in the stips, you know, and just for instance, if Justin went out there and treated the shit out of Randy Walton or the other way around, it doesn't fucking matter. You know what I mean? Like that, the tickets shouldn't even matter.
Go ahead, Dick. Go ahead.
If you go 100 on the tree and someone goes 050 or 040 on the tree, you know, that's a big difference. Someone's dead. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Jacob, the question is, because I'm taking score now, are in the grudge race, tickets or no tickets?
In a shootout?
No, a grudge race. A grudge race.
But it should be in the stipulations if you guys don't walk the gate.
You going to put a side note there. Tickets. You want your ticket, but you going to stiff it.
Absolutely. Because the car could have had a hiccup. It didn't go as fast as you think, as fast as it should have went. And, you know, you guys aren't happy. And if you think that it's fucking worth running back because you lost, because it's, you know, the car had a hiccup and you can fix it, then shit, you need a fucking ticket. You need to be able to know that the bitch fucking had problems. You know what I mean?
All right. Now, listen, y'all hear Jacob. Jacob said he want his ticket, but he going to stiff it. He going to stiff it. So ain't nothing wrong with that, Jacob. Ain't nothing wrong with that either. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Because the stiffs, you know, the stiffs is the law that you go by. You know, the stiffs are the law that you go by. Hey, Chuck G.
Yeah, Tony.
Okay, Kurt. Okay, Chuck, what you think about Jacob Elson?
Jacob said he won a ticket.
He say in a grudge race he won his ticket, but he gonna stiff it.
If it's not in the stipulation, you should be able to get your fucking ticket. If you know, it, whenever you guys lock in, it should be
in
the stipulation.
No, when you grudge, you're supposed to be a bad motherfucker. Fuck that. Both of y'all can spin coming out the hole. You don't need no damn ticket when you grudge. Now, if you
should be in
the.
It should be in the steps.
Okay. Okay, hold on. Let me get I got somebody with their hand up. 561-4263.
You need to stiff it. You need to stiff it. Because it'll pop up at the end of
it.
Yeah, 561-4263. Who that?
Richard.
That King Richard.
Richard. Oh, Cassell? Oh, shit. Tickets or
yeah,
no tickets
no
in
tickets.
A grudge race, Richard?
No tickets, especially at Palm Beach. In Palm Beach, they should have the tower
Lord.
Locked upstairs. Nobody in the tower, not even employees.
Oh, Lord. Oh, shit. No tickets. It's 3-1. It's 3-1, no tickets in a grudge race, man. Hey, man. Now, Richard, why you say no tickets?
Well, you see what happened the other day, right?
No, what happened?
You didn't at that dunk race.
Yeah. I mean, I know what happened, but everybody don't know what happened, so I'm gonna let you tell it.
They should lock everybody out of the tower at Palm Beach, and that ticket booth, they should push it out of the way somewhere.
Well, damn, how you going to put the ticket booth out of the way? What if they sell tickets and something, or they testing the tuning? What about the guys that's going to test the tuning? They want their ticket. Now, I understand the grudge race because I agree with y'all, but I agree with y'all, no tickets. But some people don't feel that way. Some people don't feel that way. I just like to know why, because we know how left it could go. And I know a lot of y'all probably don't know. I don't know how
Look,
you don't. Because they only been talking about it since Saturday. But go ahead, Richard.
Times get out, and times have been getting out for since they started racing forever, and people ain't got to walk up into the tower. If you're in the right camp, they'll text you whatever you want to know.
See, that would fall under the stipulation.
They'll do anything.
My bad. Hold on. I'm finna do something real quick. Hold on. God damn it. So what happened? Hey, Richard Cassell, I'm trying to do a couple of things. You know, y'all, I got to get back into the groove because I kind of can't do two things.
I wasn't out there, but I seen the video. The video's all over Facebook and Instagram on what happened.
Well, hold on. Let's see. Let me see. Can I call somebody that could tell us what happened at that motherfucker on Saturday night? Hold on. Wait a minute. Hey, Chuck. Kurt, Hey, Kurt, that's all Richard Gasell. Didn't you draw
him
on
the wrong person?
Hey, say what, Tony? I'm just coming back on. What's going on?
I just needed you to talk to Richard Gasell real quick while I call somebody so we can find out what happened this weekend.
I'm gonna find out what happened.
He might have. Oh,
I'm gonna
shit.
Find out why Richard.
He might have done well.
Why Richard bet against home team?
What up, Richard?
Why you bet
against
home team?
Hey, man.
How are you?
Hey, congratulations, man. I heard you drawed on Tony.
Hell no.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail box that has.
Hold on, that let me call them because a lot of people don't answer that strange ass number. If he called that number, he should be able to. Well, you know what? I don't know, Kurt. I don't know if y'all had trouble getting on. Me and had a show in a minute, so I don't know.
Hold on, let me tell him to call me.
But, yeah, he got a call. Maybe he might have to merge with somebody. Chuck.
Zach's on here too.
Satchel, hey, well, can y'all talk for a minute? I'm trying to get somebody on the phone. I appreciate it.
Hey, so Richard Cussell, who else you looking for besides State 6?
When we get running, we're going to do just like last time. We ran a lot of people, and we didn't have much, you know, and we're going to do the same thing.
Yeah. Hey, Richard, it ain't about a lot of money, you know. It's about fun, and, you know, it could be $5 to make it a grudge race. You know that, right? $5 is a grudge race. On a race was bad anyway. Now, I hope you wouldn't think he was going to spend a lot of money.
Damn, I'm losing my touch. I can't even get nobody on the phone.
Kurt, you gonna lock him in, Kurt? You gonna lock in Richard?
With what car? No, we ain't locking
okay. Hold on with the lock-ins. Hold on with that. Can we do one thing at a time, please? Y'all, I just want Kurt to talk to the man, not lock the man in. Man say he ain't got no more pressure. We trying to fix this tickets or no tickets in a grudge race. I just got a long-ass text, but I need for y'all to hit the one button for me, please. I don't mind. I love the text, but y'all got to hit the one button, man. I don't understand. I don't understand what it is y'all want, but you got to hit the one button. I mean, I can't even see that shit. I got to get my glasses as soon as I find them. But, okay, hold on. There you go. Mike.
Yes, sir.
What's up? Hey, now what you text me was kind of long, and I couldn't read it all. But what was it that you were saying? Damn, I just told on the man. Damn. Okay, my bad.
Why? How come you don't want a ticket in a grudge race? I know the answer, but I want you to tell me.
You want me to tell you?
Hey, Tony.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead, Kurt. Let Kurt tell you. Kurt,
hold up. I'm going to answer the question. Then I got something exciting. What's the question?
How come you don't want a ticket in a grudge race? Or at a no-time event, I guess, in a shootout? What would make you not want
to the question is tickets in a grudge race. No, don't change it. Don't change it. The question is, should we or should we not have tickets in a grudge race? That's the question.
Right.
Don't change it.
Oh, right. Let me answer
that's
this.
Different.
Let me answer
hey,
this.
Hey, hold up. Hey, who that is? Body Seven.
Yeah.
Let me
answer that.
Hold up.
Hold on, one at a time.
I'm asking for a reason.
I'm going to ask him a question. I know it. Now I'm going to ask you a question. Why do you need a ticket in a grudge race?
That's cold as me, Kurt. That's the cold as me.
Well, let's say car A runs car B, for a little bit of money, and then they find out what they want to know, and then they come right back around, make some changes, and then put them on another car for more money.
Yeah, that ain't the way you hustle.
That ain't the way you do it. Grudge racing is gambling. If I knew I could win, you wouldn't run me. Grudge racing is gambling. It's taking a chance. There's no need of a ticket. And I know I got a woman on my phone, and she's finna raise hell that you do need a ticket. So I'm going on mute. Go ahead, baby.
Okay, hold on, Kurt. Hold on before you let her in. I know who you got, too. Before you let her in, so, Mike, you saying you want your ticket. You saying you want your ticket, Mike?
No. I'm saying I'm going to get my ticket.
So you
got to
tell me tickets or no. So you saying tickets or no tickets.
I'm going to get my ticket regardless. I don't care if you got the boards on or not. I'm getting my ticket.
Now I'm going to ask you, how you going to get that in a minute, but I just want you to answer the question. Tickets or no tickets?
Well, you know, since I'm down, I'm
helping. You sound like a goddamn old politician now, Mike. You can't answer the question.
I'm helping my fellow no time racers with this. Times have changed.
Okay.
You gotta get with the change. So when them boards are all
okay, but
Mike,
I need you to answer the question. You ain't answered the question. I just need you to say yes or no. Say yes or no. Tickets or no tickets. And then I'll let you elaborate.
No tickets.
I just need an answer.
No tickets.
No tickets. Okay, yeah. Go ahead on elaborate. Tell us why.
Well, no tickets because you might not have what everybody else has.
If somebody got some noise, y'all got to go on mute. Okay, go ahead. Say it again, Mike. I'm trying to kill the noise. Say it
again. A lot of people have this device. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but it's not hard to figure out where to get it.
Hey, you gotta go on mute, baby.
Okay.
You gotta go on mute.
Yes, she got to know. Somebody got to know.
When you're not talking, you gotta go on mute, baby. You're gonna get your chance in a minute. I'm gonna make sure you get your chance.
I'm just waiting patiently.
Okay.
There's a device you can put in your car. You can carry your cell phone with you. You can connect it Bluetooth. And you can get your ticket, and I've done this a bunch in the shootouts, you know, when there's no tickets. A lot of people do this, not just me, but I'm opening it to the eyes of, to the guys that actually grudge race for a bunch of money. When I run you, I'm going to get a ticket. When everybody else that has the same thing, they're going to get their ticket. If you don't have the device in your car, you're going to look like the dumbass that don't have it. And these times are extremely close.
Y'all need to go
these times
are.
Are extremely
Well, now you're going to get your ticket, though, right? You're going to get your ticket,
I'm
going to
get my ticket. You damn sure I'm going to get my ticket. It's dead on, too. What I'm doing is I'm helping the people that don't get it, you know. You might as well have it in your car because the other guy's got it, too, unless you start sipping.
Hey, Mike.
No device
one
in the
more
car.
Question. Mike, one more question. When the last time you grudge raced?
Oh, it's been a while. I don't consider myself a grudge racer, though. I don't beat on my
all
chest
right.
to say
all
I'm
right.
a grudge racer.
Right.
You know, I'm a
all
grudge
right.
racer.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And there ain't nothing wrong with that. That, Mike, that's some stand-up shit to say. Because a lot of times, if you tell somebody they ain't a grudge racer, they get offended. Like, you just saying something
hey,
wrong with
you know
me.
Gonna keep it real. Hey, man, Tony.
Yeah.
I'm finna let this tiger out the cage. Come on here, baby. Come on in.
Okay.
Are you talking to me?
Kurt?
Yes. You got your turn.
Is it my turn? The question of the night. Yeah, we answering this question. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Yep.
Okay, the in a grudge race, should you have tickets or should you not have tickets? And you can explain to us why.
Here's my thought process. If I'm in a single grudge race for just an X amount of dollars, I know my car at that time of day and what it's going to run, and I'm just racing one guy, nope, I don't care about a ticket. But if I'm in a shootout, you're absolutely 100% right. I want a ticket because I need that data because there's more to racing than meets the eye. Just like the gentleman was speaking before me, I got something you might not have, and that ain't my problem. That's your problem. But I want that ticket because I want that data.
Okay, that's a good answer. That's a damn good answer. Now I ain't gonna mute you, but
right.
I just need you. Hold on. I ain't gonna mute you nothing, but I got a hand that's been up actually before you came on, but I'm gonna give them a chance to come in here real quick. 561-7720. Who is that?
Hey, Tony. Tony Mashey. What's going on, guys?
What up, Tony? Tickets or no tickets in a grudge race, Tony? And you can explain.
After time trials, I don't need a ticket. After the fun's done, I don't need a ticket. The info I get out of the car will tell me pretty much what I'm doing. So
you saying no tickets?
No ticket at a grudge race.
No tickets. Okay.
Tickets.
Well, now what kind of problems do it cause, Tony?
Well, just like exactly what happened on Saturday.
Everybody keep talking about Saturday. What happened?
All that happened on Saturday with all that fuss over the tickets could have been gone if after the test and tune and racing started, they shut everything down. Because by that time, everybody already knows that they're going to run. As long as that thing hooks, it's going to run.
Right.
So the fact that they had
I'm going to tell you, we like to do, like when we do D-League, right, the shootout, and this is a shootout, not even a grudge race. But we like to not give tickets in the shootout, you know, because
right.
like what you're saying, it does cause problems. You get that ticket, you know, oh, look what I ran on this pass. And you walk over there to five or six other people, and you showing it. They done took a picture. Now they screenshot that picture. Your ticket floating around now. You drop it on the ground,
yeah,
whatever. It's floating around. You know, so it's like if you don't print that piece of paper, you don't have that problem. So I get it. So we try to not do it.
We accidentally at another track were handed somebody else's ticket that ran, but he didn't get up to the ticket booth in time, you know, packing his chute or whatever it was he was doing. So as we rolled up through,
right.
they handed us tickets set off because they ain't looking
right.
for number
and that, you can't do that. And you can't do that with no time.
Right.
You,
no tickets.
Hey, somebody
no
got the car phone, the Bluetooth, the car Bluetooth or a speaker phone or something on.
Not to mention, most of these guys got information in their car that they can pull up on a computer and pretty much tell them what they're running.
And that's right. That's and you are right. You know, most of these systems in these cars are updated. You know, it's only a handful of people out there running a 6AL box. You know, the least most people have is a grid. You know, that's the least. So even if you're running just that, you got is ways you can find out if your car is on the pace it's supposed to be on. But so, like I was saying, we try to not we done had this issue before, and you know, we don't want nothing to happen. I mean, racing is changing, shit getting faster. Like Body Chevy say, you got a device now, you can put in the damn car and Bluetooth you your damn ticket. So I mean, if you ain't getting the ticket,
Mr.
In a, like again, look, Kurt.
You're everybody else.
Yeah,
ticket.
You got a question?
Can
Come
I
on.
Ask a question?
Come on with the question. Yeah.
My question is this. Y'all worried about getting a time slip, but yet half of your no-time racers post pictures of their motors, pictures of videos of their motors running, and pictures of their cars going down the track all over social media, but y'all worried about a time slip. So explain to me why you're so comfortable if you're a no-time grudge racer posting your motor and all your of it running. If people are smart enough, they could pick up on everything you're putting down if they know how to find you on social media, but you're worried about one person getting the wrong time slip?
Hey, Tony, let me answer Jessica. Hey, Jeff, a real, true grudge racer? Don't do that dumbass shit.
Well, that's funny because everybody that's in our shootouts on social media.
Some of the class racers that are coming over to grudge races, which they are welcome. They are welcome. Everybody can come over. But a true grudge racer don't do that.
Yeah, but what you're running into, Kurt, is you're running into.
And that's fine.
Hold on, let me say something.
I'm telling you that everybody's on there because I've seen them all.
I study,
I learn, and I do my homework, my friend. And let me tell you, go on my Facebook page and ask you if you see anything other than my kids.
Hey, Jessica, I love you to death. But you're not a true grudge racer. Y'all just coming over to grudge race.
Kurt, I love
Kurt.
But you ain't seen shit.
Hey, hold up now. Okay, you got your little hot ass on him now. You got your little hot ass on him now. You tell me how many grudge races y'all had.
Well, we're just coming out. I'm just asking why.
Wait a minute. I said, tell me how many grudge races y'all had, Jessica. Zero.
Kurt.
Zero. Yes, y'all had zero. But you are welcome here. We're looking for y'all to grudge race in the future.
Hey, we're
y'all
coming.
Y'all dog.
We know you're coming.
But don't
change
the rules.
Why
but
you want to cut our time clip off, but they ain't worried about showing all their stuff, the ones that are in no time, all over the social media. That's my question.
Exactly.
Ain't nobody saying cut your time clip off.
Hey, you're going to come and change the rules and grudge race the next year.
I'm trying to learn,
but you ain't had no grudge race, but you on here debate.
Hey, Jessica, Tony, I think I know where you're confusing.
At your events, I'll just turn the boards off altogether. Just have a green light and a wind light, and that's it. No tickets for intestine tune or anything.
Tony.
Oh shit, Mike. Hey, well, hold on. Let me get Jessica first, because I think I know where she got confused at. A no-time racer and a grudge racer are two different people to me.
Correct.
A no-time racer, he's just a no-time racer. A grudge racer is a whole different animal, man. That's a whole different person, because there are grudge racers on this phone that sit on these shows that you never hear from. There are grudge racers that you can't find a picture they motor. Or some of them you can't find a pass they got unless somebody was recording it from the stands or something. I mean, there's a bunch of them out there. But that's why, the reason why I came up with this topic is because of what happened Saturday. And I think that, you know, we talk about all this other shit in grudge racing. And like Kurt said, a lot of guys leave in class racing and come in no time racing, and they think they grudge racing. No, you no time racing. You're in the shootout. You got some grudge racers that come to the track. They want two lock-ins. They don't want nothing else after that. But now you take a guy who's used to going rounds in the shootout. He might come over and he ain't coming to the track just to run his car two times. He's trying to run that bitch till it blow up or till something happen to it.
Hey, Tony, I'm going to tell a little story. I probably shouldn't say it, but we all in a learning thing. One time we were doing our homework on a car, and Joe told me, said, Kurt, I can't find no videos of the car. It was from out of town. I said, well, give me a chance, Joe. I shot Joe a whole bunch of video. He called me and said, how you get him? The guy ain't got none on his page. I said, Joe, I went on his page and found out who the wife was and went on her page. She showed him. He hit all his videos.
Oh, damn,
but he got
Kurt.
The wife.
Oh,
Kurt,
yeah,
here's the difference. I got three different cars running three different things.
I know you do, baby. I know you do, but you're still a no-time racer. You're getting into grudge racing. I ain't going to teach you wrong, neither.
Rayford.
Joe, we still on. Something happened to the show.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, you ain't fall off.
No, I ain't never happened to the show. I'm talking to y'all on mute. I'm talking to y'all on mute. I told you I got to shake the best off. Who that was calling me? Hey, who that was calling me? Kathy?
Yeah. So listen.
What up, Kathy?
You guys.
Hold on a second, Jessica. Hold on, Jessica. Hold on. Let me see what Kathy's talking about. Kathy, go ahead.
That is Kathy.
You guys are in a predicament right this second about tickets or no tickets, blase. We've cleared something up real quick. You get in a shootout, and in the driver's meeting, we say no tickets. You go first round, no ticket. You go second round, and you pass that motherfucking check, and they give you a ticket. Now you got an issue. Because we already talked about it. Now we already talked about it.
Yeah,
already,
hey, that's absolutely right. That's absolutely, that's it. That got to be sick, see? Now, I'm going to tell you, if you see that happen and you in a driver's meeting and you go first round and you don't see no tickets, you go second round and you get your ticket, well, you're supposed to go up there and say so, because we ain't supposed to be getting no tickets. So, you know, and here go the thing is, like, sometimes you get a miscommunication inside of an event when there are certain things going on. So a lot of do like every other class does. They police themselves.
We're not gonna be able to stop that.
Yeah.
We're not gonna be able to stop human error.
No,
we
can't stop it.
They really want a ticket when they grudge race. They can use that as a tip that I want a ticket. And if the person that they racing agree, then they get a ticket. But other than that, the rule of thumb in grudge racing is no ticket. But you can tip whatever you want to tip.
Kurt,
if the other guy go for it.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people going to say, because I've had some high-profile grudge racers tell me they won't, they ticket.
Yep.
I've had them tell me that. So, and it ain't nothing wrong with that. But all my point is, when you start playing around with them tickets, man, that's the wrong thing to play with. Things can go really bad.
Hey,
like that stuff that happens Saturday, it's a blessing it didn't go the other way, because it could have went the other way.
If you need a ticket for data, you ain't ready to grudge race yet, no way. You need to change some tools some more.
Who you poking at people, Kurt, you just can't help.
I'm just keeping it real.
This shit, and then you
when you grudge race, Tony, you're supposed to be right and ready. Ticket can't help you. Best after you don't win or lose. And they're
going to
do you good. You don't
know.
Or what?
Yeah.
Hey, even if you're having a pedal fest and a grudge race, that ticket ain't going to do nothing for you anyway. As long as you win.
Exactly.
That's it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I guess we got to talk more about that, because I don't think we really had conversations about whether we should get tickets or not. I think it was like a thing that was understood, but then as people started coming into it more and more, that the ticket thing became an issue, you know. And I understand, because
I done been in two incidents. One where I went behind a big grudge race, and they gave me one of the guys tickets. They gave me one of the guys' tickets. You know what I'm saying? Of a grudge race that was in front of me. Then another incident, I raced a guy, and they gave me a ticket with both our times on it. I tore it in half and took him here and never repeated his time.
Damn. Now, Kathy, wait, Kathy, Ed. I got to get Kathy back in here, because he said that I wanted to. Hey, Kathy, now you said when you get a ticket, as long as you get your ticket properly. What do you mean by properly? How do you properly get your ticket in a no-time shootout or a grudge race?
Okay, properly, in my eyes, would be if you're going to pick up the car on the golf cart, the person on the golf cart doesn't get the ticket. They keep that bitch rolling all the way down there, pick up the car, and they have to see the number on the window then hand it to the driver. It doesn't matter who's in that golf cart. It doesn't matter
okay.
if the number's
now,
on the golf cart.
When they
it doesn't,
get the
now,
ticket.
Hold on.
Okay.
It
go
doesn't
ahead,
matter
go ahead.
What number's on the, it doesn't matter what number's on the golf cart. It matters what number's on that window. And that that car has to be at that ET shack, and that's the only number that they get. I don't care if there was it was a single in the other lane or not. The ticket needs to be cut in half regardless, just to prove that they're doing their job.
Hey, Captain, can I ask you a question, Tony? What if I wanted your time so bad that I had some shoe polish and wrote your number on my car? And pull up that to the booth. When I leave the booth, I erase your number.
Well, then we need to get pink shoe polish, purple shoe polish instead of water.
You got away with
it. It's that simple. And if you're that much of a scumbag, you should have an ass whooping in my eyes. Because when I get to the ET shack and I don't have my goddamn ticket, then we got problems.
Okay, there go another problem with the ticket.
If there's no ticket, there's no problem.
Exactly.
Well, don't be a scumbag and write your number on my number on your window. Simple as that.
We can go back and forth, Kathy. If there's no ticket, there's no number on a
Who's
call.
Who's that, Kathy? If you run it for $20,000, Kathy, you ain't going to want no goddamn ticket. You're going to be like,
nope.
Okay, then that should be in the stipulations. That should be in the stips. It's over and done with. And if it's not in the stips, hand the right person the right fucking ticket and keep the show rolling.
It's a rule of thumb, no ticket grudge racing. But if you want a ticket and the other racer want a ticket, then y'all stip it. But right now the rule of thumb is no ticket. That's what started the confusion down there. And had a mentally disabled person in the boat, and they put his life at danger all behind a goddamn ticket, Captain. All behind a ticket.
Yes.
And you can sit on there and holler by punching a scumbag. That scumbag might punch you, Captain. So you can't get on here and talk about fighting. You got to eliminate the problem so nobody get put in a situation and nobody get hurt.
Well, if that's the case, don't hire me for the ETC or any type of event.
Hey, Captain, it's not about punching a scumbag in the mouth. It's about eliminating problems.
Okay, if you want to eliminate the problem, lock the ET shack, turn off the printer, turn off the scoreboards, lock the door of the tower, and it's over and done with. One person in the fucking tower to fix the tree if they have a mishap. It's simple as that.
Ain't nobody supposed to be in the tower, so it's going to be locked anyway.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's always one person in the tower.
I think he's saying the same thing we're saying now. Chuck, I think he's saying the same thing we're saying now.
Yeah.
No nothing. Not in a grudge race. When you testing, tuning, get all the tickets you want. When you grudge race, you're supposed to be ready to race.
Whenever testing,
give everybody... tickets in a grudge race open up doors of cheating, finding out. If I find out what time your car run by mistake, that kills your car. And you got a lot of money in your car.
Okay,
now
I'm going to go back to
how much money you got in there. If I know what you run and I tell everybody, that kills your car, Cassie. Whether you punch me in the mouth or not, your car is dead. Your hustle is dead.
Hey, Kurt, I'm going to go back to something he said. Yeah. Like, okay, when they do give you tickets, they rip them in half. But, you know, when you get a ticket, you don't just you gotta rip that bitch twice. You're going to rip it in half, and you're going to rip the bottom off. You're going to rip the bottom off that's got the margin of victory on it. You don't want that on there. And you just want that driver, each driver to have what their car did in that particular lane. So that's what I was getting at with Cassie. But, Kurt, you're right. And, Cassie, if you don't have tickets, then you don't have no problem. You ain't got to punch nobody.
Yeah, Kevin acts like I was trying to cheat him. I wasn't trying to cheat him. I'm just telling him that tickets give people ways of cheating. Kevin want to hit me in the mouth.
That's just, it's just low if you're going to do that. That's how I see it. That's just a low-life piece of shit right there. If you're going to bring shoe polish down to the end of the racetrack, write another number on your window. And once you pass ET check, erase it. Come on now.
You
got
to understand, Cassie, it's a dirty game.
The
dirty game. Grudge racing is not fair.
That's why we're trying, that's why we're having this conversation, trying to eliminate their ways.
Tony, what time is the track go hot?
It's not
Saturday?
Fair. 4 o'clock. Track gates open at 3. Track hot at 4.
And what time is testing?
There's a lot of that. You know, we don't have testing too. You know, we might pause it here and there, but we don't have it all night.
So what time shootout start then? I mean,
well, that's I'm gonna after 6. It'll be after 6. I ain't really
trying to make
sure we get everybody.
I know D-League is off the trailer, but if 28, 29 want to make any hits, they'll probably have a time slip until the shootout starts, right?
Oh, yeah. The 28, 29 will be able to make test hits, and they're going to get tickets.
Right. But then as soon as the shootout starts, that's when the ticket should stop. Very simple.
Right. And that's how it goes. That's how it goes. Definitely how it goes. Hold on a second. Let me get Tip in here. Real quick. Tip.
Hey, how you doing, man? How everybody doing?
What's going on, Tip?
All right, not much, man. I was listening to you guys' discussion. Good discussion. I was listening to Chuck G was saying, you know, if you cut a terrible tree, it's going to make a big difference down on the other end. I guess my question is, what tree do y'all run in y'all shootouts and y'all grudge race?
A true 410.
Run.
Huh?
Yeah, the 4/10 tree.
4/10.
Okay. And my question is, well, what would happen if I'm up there in the stage lanes and I walk up to the starter and say, hey, this particular race right here, on our stiffs, we got a 5/10 tree. How would you know somebody do that or not?
You don't know if anybody do that, but it's been done before.
When you both stage, you see how long you're sitting there, you'll know.
Yeah, but if in a grudge race, you both stage, you sitting there, you might know, but your red light come on the other side. You don't lost your money.
Oh, it could. It could, yeah. It could. You just got to wait.
I just never hear anybody skip that. That's all. I just never hear anybody skip the tree. Everybody assumes that it's a 4/10 tree.
You're 100% right.
And
they could tell it. Yeah, I mean, you're right. They've been done before. I mean, you should.
It's happened a couple of times, but
hey,
like I was about to say. Hey, so we got the noise in the back. Come on, y'all.
I just want to bring this up.
I'm on mute.
Hey, Cassie, you think I'm going at you? I'm not going at you. I'm on the subject. Stop going at me. I don't need your ticket. I can beat your ass at the racetrack anytime in a car. I don't need your ticket, and I don't need to fight. Stop going at me, Cap. I'll lock your ass in now. Find something else to play with. You want to race me?
What the hell are you talking about?
You want to race me?
I thought it was your name.
Wait a minute. Do you want to race me, Cap?
Stop going
at me. I'm not going at you. I don't need your ticket, Cap. I'm faster than you.
Well, good for you then. I don't know what the hell you're
having a discussion on ticket. I don't need your ticket. I'm faster than you. I lock your ass in and tap your pocket. I find somebody else to play with. Unless you want to race. You want to race?
Hey, Kurt. Kurt, that wasn't Kathy that was talking. Yeah. You jumping on Kathy.
Yeah, where the hell? What the hell are you talking about?
That wasn't Kathy that was talking.
Who that was? I still want to raise
that.
Who the hell?
That was Tilt was saying he just wanted to bring it up. He said, I know what's talking about. Oh, good God.
No, I don't want to raise it. I was saying that I know you're talking tickets. I just want to bring up the light situation. That's all I said.
All right. I got oil pressure, so I'm catching.
Well,
I'm real touchy. I got oil pressure.
Okay.
Hey, Kurt.
Yeah.
Hey, Kurt. Hey, give me some tip two back ties, man.
I can't get tip but one, Rome.
I tell you what, Rome.
He got a click.
Rome, you give me two back ties.
Yeah.
Lock it.
Yeah, Rome.
Lock
I bet
it.
You'll sit your hot ass down that, Rome.
Now lock it.
Hey, Kathy, my man, I thought that was you.
Hey,
just got you in trouble.
Hey, Kim, listen,
I got all
two by time. Two by time.
I got all by
No.
I'm like an Akron motor, man.
I'm like, I don't have an Akron motor. But I tell you what, lock in. Lock in, Rome.
Oh, shit.
I can't talk to nobody in this.
What? Shut your little happy ass down there.
No, why not? Tim, no cousin. Tim, no cousin. No cousin, Tim.
I'm tired of him.
God damn, yeah. Mr. Tip. I'm going to get Keno on you. I'm going to put Keno on you.
Hey, roll back.
Something happened. It came up out of me.
Hold on, Kurt. Hey, Kurt, I'm missing. What Mr. Tip said? I need to put this in my pocket.
Don't worry. What you need to do, Michael? Why you need to do, Michael?
You messed up.
Hey,
Ron, he's
still
wrong.
He's still hot-ass
down.
He's
wrong on Ron.
Right.
Yeah. Ain't
nothing
wrong with
his drunk,
right?
He thirsty. Hey, Seth, he's you on Ron. Ron say, I can't lock in.
Ron sat down.
Tip say, well, sit your little hot-ass down. So.
Hey, hold on. Teammate, you ain't running from Mr. Tippins.
It ain't no teammate. Don't come here with no teammate. I'm talking to Rome.
Hey, I can't do that too right now.
Okay, teammate. You don't have to.
Red Rock, Mr. Tip. Red Rock.
All right, bro.
Oh, hold on. Right. Hey, what? Hey, is Enterprise open? Enterprise, run a car. I'm going to go rent a Ford Focus and run it, Mr. Tip.
Stop it, Rome.
So rid of four folks, oh, man.
All right, go ahead. I pay for it.
Are we going to bracket raise?
No, we going heads up. Anyway, get back to the tickets, man. Get back to the tickets.
Well, we talked about the tickets for a minute, but go ahead and tell us what you think. No, you go ahead. We go ahead and wrap it up.
I ain't gonna wrap it up. But what I think about the tickets, in this day and time with this electronics and all this, like Michael Barnapool was saying, I don't think it'll make a difference whether you give away a ticket or not.
Mhm. Yeah.
Because Tip,
I'm gonna let you vote in a grudge race, tickets or no tickets.
And this day and time. You might as well give them up because everybody got your time anyhow. If you run down that track beside somebody else, they got your number.
Okay.
I don't care who you up against.
Okay.
I don't care if you're the shootout of a grudge race. You make a pass against somebody else, they got your number.
So you say you might as well give them up.
You might as well give them up.
But then,
if you make a pass, if you make a pass,
a problem,
if you pick a If you pick a pass down the track beside my car, whether you're in front or car behind, I got your number. I'm taking that up front. Right,
what
now.
If it started a problem like it did this weekend?
Hey, what if Phil Carr still in front of you, Mr. Tip? You still got that number?
If he was calling in front of me, yeah, you can judge that. Unless he's getting out of the gas and slowing down. He that fast, he holding gas, holding numbers like they do. But, yeah, but if it's a close race within a car length or half a car length, they got your number.
Oh, all right. Well, let me see if you're able to tell my number when I get back.
If you guys ain't got that figured out, yeah, there's something wrong with y'all.
Hey,
I'm just like Michael Bonifoot. I'm just like Michael Bonifoot said. It'll give you a ticket. It'll give you a 60-foot. It'll give you the G-forces. It'll give you the 330. The whole nine yards.
And Mr. Tip, you eat ribs, right?
No.
You don't eat no barbecue?
Nope.
Oh, okay. I was going to give you some guest songs to put on your rib. I didn't know if you eat that or not.
I think you had enough gas sauce in Palm Beach this weekend, didn't
you? Oh boy!
That's Dunk Master said gas sauce. So you need to come with something original, bro.
That gas sauce. Let me see if you can taste it a little bit of.
Yeah.
Hey, so listen, hey, I don't know. I understand that they got people that want to do some logging in, but I think we done talked about this enough to where come on, y'all got to give me the noise. Give me the noise. I think we done talked about this to where we got somewhat of an understanding, and I'm sure it ain't going to be the last time. But these tickets is about to get out of hand, especially with a lot of the people that don't understand. It's about to get out of hand, so we got to try to do something about that before somebody actually get hurt. That man that was in them in that booth last week, that man could have got hurt, and he don't even, you know, he's not even that type of person, if you know him or not. You know, he's just
definitely
a different kind of person. Yeah, and he don't know nothing. He's not into none of that stuff like that. So we definitely for the promoters and the guys that's locking in these races, y'all need to be mindful of whether you're going to get tickets or not. And as far as the vote is for no tickets, 5-2, no tickets. So with that being said, I mean, y'all, we can free for all now. We done talked about the ticket thing for about an hour, I guess. But Tony Massey.
Yeah.
Hey, you know how to get in touch with Alex Camaro with the Karma Car?
I think I can.
Hey, see if you can get him on the phone. If somebody want to talk to him, if you can. Let
all
me
right.
See here. One more. I had to make another phone call here. Oh, y'all. Hey, Chuck G.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm
hey,
back.
What you got? What you got? What you got, Chuck? Hey, a lot of y'all, I ain't closed nobody, Mike. I ain't really had no problem. I had a little noise on Kurt's phone, but he kind of keeping that under control. So.
Yeah, that,
I mean,
that,
somebody
that could have got
TV.
Ugly out there. That could have got ugly out there Saturday night. Glad that was okay. Everything worked out.
Yeah. Well. Hey, you know what? Hey, the thing about that situation, Chuck, it wouldn't have been so bad, but they got three different videos that show the shit. So you can't even say my word against his or nothing like that. You can't say none of that. So
the bottom line is, with grudge racing and all this shit, you need to respect. It's respect. That's just some shit you don't do. And where the Dark Master saw something he didn't like, because I mean, you know, like you say, it's three different videos. So
hold on, y'all. Hold on, y'all.
Bottom line,
tight.
No ticket should have been printed.
Oh, shit. Hey, who
Hello?
Got their TV on back there, man? Hey, Boney.
Hold on, Tony. Let me clear my other line. Hold on, Tony.
Okay. He finna click them in. That's all that. That's all he doing. Boney think he's slick, see? But you ain't got to do that. All you had to do was tell him to call the show.
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay. Y'all gonna make me find who got that TV.
Tony, won't you find it? Don't let him make you find it. I mean, you keep saying it, they ain't gonna
go ahead. Yeah, I'm doing a couple of different things that trying to get some people. That was
Tony,
my
numbers ain't on my phone.
No, I think I got it. Y'all don't hear it no more, do you?
No.
No.
I don't hear it.
It wasn't me. I've been on me.
Low. That damn low up in that way. Hold on. Let me see. I'm waiting on somebody.
Hey,
he's still on here. Hey, Satch, he's still on here.
Man, I'm going to make a punk out of Richard. No, man, not a punk. Not a choo-choo. You know, this is a choo-choo.
Hey, Lo.
Yo.
I like the agitator.
You do?
Yeah.
You probably all
what?
Good.
Y'all keep talking. Hello, there, foolishness.
Man, it's gonna be a donkey gaffer. It's gonna be a train smoke between us.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Okay. That's some new noise. Yeah, but anyway, did Tony Masher get Alex? Ain't nobody said nothing. Hold on. Who is it? 5614263. Is that Tony?
Richard.
Oh, Richard. They was talking to you. I had you on mute, man.
I'm here.
Hey, Richard. I like you. I like you, Richard.
Who's that? Who else was there?
Paul. I like you, Richard.
I guess who?
You don't know what yet. I'm
done. Kurt, the only one.
That's Little Low. Little Low's on here.
Hit me. Hey, Richard, let me know you're talking to.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey, somebody still got. Hey, somebody got some people talking in the background. Yeah, thanks.
I can't hear you.
That's Richard. That's Little Low. No, Richard.
Yeah, so when we get ready, we'll get a hold of you. We ain't ready to go yet.
Yeah, Low. Nah.
The door will be open. Where's the web today, man? That ain't my phone thing. I already told you that ain't my phone, and it ain't been in bed until. Mm-hmm.
I'll be continually going on me.
The hell we waiting on?
I ain't hearing you, Kurt. Listen, buddy. Somebody got some back there, man. If there's anybody on my phone, It's been going for about 10, 15 minutes. They don't mean if you ain't talking about it. You got some noise. You can't find out what it is.
It ain't me. I'm
it,
going,
it ain't my phone. No, no. It ain't my phone. He put us on mute and it was still up.
Yeah, I got background noise when I come off of you when I talk, but I go on
mute. No, it wasn't you because he put us on mute and it was still up.
All right. Nah, that's me. That's me right there.
Okay.
Now I'm going to go back on mute.
All right, Tony. I don't know what you're talking. What are you talking about?
My bad. We supposed to have some people wanted to lock in, but I can't find them. So, I mean, y'all done died on me. Anybody got anything?
No.
It's a free. It's an open flow now. So anybody got anything?
Hey, I'm not throwing them out there, but for hey Tony, I'm not throwing them out there for in their class. Not even Butterball looking for the decent the other night.
Butterball in a minute.
I did see them make a pass. Hey, Maurice GMR, he did pretty good, man. He did pretty good the other night.
Get
Maurice on. I ain't saying nobody, you know. I ain't trying to get him paid, nobody pay on him, but. I told you, I can't even tell you. Damn, my Reese is back.
You say Reese?
Hey, damn,
looking for Reese, you say?
Yeah, you're
Reese.
Hey, guys, why is it a little quiet? Why is it a little quiet? You guys was at the race Saturday, those who were there. I appreciate y'all coming out and supporting the race we had Saturday. It was a pretty good show. The shootout was good. Class calls ran good all day, so I just want to thank y'all for coming out.
Tip, y'all did a good job with that show, so y'all good job with that. So I had fun, even though I got there late. I still had fun a few hours. I was there. So. I tell you what, it's a lot of people out there. I don't have Reese number in my phone, so I don't know if anybody got it. Do anybody got it? Can we get Reese on the phone? Yeah. All right.
Hold on. Let me get Troy. You see, Troy want to draw on a few people. I know he want to draw on Vern. It's hard to put that. Hold on. Let me speak out, Troy. See what he wants.
Boy. Hey, Chuck G. Chuck G, is that you or Kurt around them damn birds?
I'm on mute, Tony. I'm on mute.
Oh, okay.
I'm on mute, Tony.
Okay. Okay, now, Chuck, the weekend looking pretty good, so I'm looking forward to that. We're going to work through this right here. This, and as a matter of fact, I think this is the last event in Florida until, no, it ain't. I'm lying. We got June 5th in Orlando. We also have Cash Days. Hill, Tiffany Hill got the Cash Days race June 5th in Orlando. And I do believe won't be another one in Florida until July. So, and in July, matter of fact, I got it. I need to get him on here real quick before we get off of here. Let me see when I call him.
Nick Lowe got a race in July, Tony.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, Kurt.
July 10th. For the ones on here that don't know, Bigfoot was going to Tennessee. They had a locked-in race, but because of rain percentage, we not going. So we looking for action at all gas, no brakes.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
You're going to make me call Timo B. You're going to make me call Timo B.
Bigfoot's going to be in Orlando.
Oh, shit. Hold on. He may or may not answer that bitch. Hey, people don't like answering them damn out of town looking ass numbers. It be as soon as you ask it, they want to talk to you about the time.
You should call them for your personal number being told.
Okay, hey Chuck, can you talk to Satchel or Kurt or somebody real quick?
Kurt, who you want? What's up,
Seth?
What's going on?
Hey, Chuck.
Yeah.
The thing about grudge racing, it's a gamble. We ain't looking for no dead races. The last two races, at one we took 1-1. At the next one, we gave 1-1. But they ain't got to be equal to make the race right one way or the other. We just want to race.
All right, now, I like that. You're damn right, it's a gamble.
We took 1-1, and we gave away 1-1. We erased.
You know what I'm looking for? Hey, Kurt, I'm looking for that truck. I'm looking for that truck.
It's coming real soon. My fight truck is locked in for Baldy Race in Georgia. It's locked in for Baldy Race in Georgia, May 21st and 22nd.
Okay.
Who you running at? Who you running at that race?
Baldy.
Oh?
Well, you better be okay. You better be consistent.
Yeah, let me make a call because I gave him a clear. Well, that's kind of hard. I thought I locked in Chain Gang, but he told somebody else I locked in the Mustang. But fact, it don't matter. It don't matter. Either one when he show up with got the head up clear.
Yeah. Damn. All right. I'm on mute. Hey, Kurt.
Yeah.
I'm David. I ain't do it. Hey, Kurt, I'm David. I ain't do it by mistake. Get here, baby.
I wish I could have made Tony race.
Yeah. Yeah, but Vern want to kill you. Vern want to kill you. Well, if you'd have made Ballot, boy, let me tell you, I know we'd have had a split headline. Well, Vern want to kill you.
I want to kill him, too.
Who Vern want to kill?
Richard Simmons.
Oh, Vern won't come?
Oh, okay. Dad, hold on,
watch
this.
Vern won't come,
man. Watch this. Watch this.
Hey, but ain't somebody on here looking for Vern?
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
Okay, you say you got 12 calls.
Vern can accommodate Troy at this race, and I'll accommodate him at the other race, Pat.
Hey, Vern. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Lord. Hey, Vern.
I got you.
You know I ain't no good, Vern. But you got to tell Vern, take me off speaker. You got me on some kind of speaker.
No. I had the Bluetooth on. It's off now.
Okay. Hey, listen. You're still on. You're still on.
No, I ain't.
Okay.
Hold on, man. Hold on, Sack. Everything off, Sack.
Okay. There you go now. No, I still don't. But anyway, I'm going to ask you anyway. They asked you a crazy question. They asked you, do you want come? I said, hold on, let me call him. And let him answer that.
Not right now, but yeah, I want it.
No, I ain't saying that right now.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Now, hey, now, y'all know I'm going to kick it up another notch. I'm going to kick it up another notch. I'm going to try to show up.
Hey,
right there.
Hey, what up, huh?
We're going down.
Yeah. Hey, you're making it to, are you going to make it to a Tony race this Saturday?
No, I'm not. No, I ain't going to make it. What's next?
I'll do that.
No, I know you're just asking. No, I ain't going to make it.
That's that. Yeah,
What's going on, Sack?
But I think Troy wanted to do that with you.
Hey, Kurt. Hey, Kurt. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Kurt. But I'm sorry. Wait. I'm sorry, Kurt. I hate to do this. I'm sorry.
Well, do it.
Brock, get in here, Brock.
Oh, Lord.
Kurt, what up, Kurt? What up?
What up?
What you want to do with that?
With what?
You and Vern, 8 miles, 4-3.
I thought Vern just said he wasn't ready yet.
Hey, man, fuck that. You heard what I just said.
Hey, Brock, I ain't ready yet. I'm going to be in Georgia. If you want to lock something in for Georgia, though, we can.
When you
going
to be in Georgia?
At Baldy Race next month, the 21st and the 22nd.
Oh, you're talking about Baldy,
yeah, yeah. The same one I told you. That you had the 1-1 at. Yeah, that same one. You got 1-1, and I locked Vern in.
No, fuck that. Give me the phone.
Hey.
Fuck that.
Listen. I'm going to kill this kid right here, man. When I scream, I'm ready, man. I ain't talking about gun. All right. I ain't going to make this shit bigger than what it is.
Vern, you cool. But you hear him coming at me now. But you cool, bro. Hey, bro. Hey, Brock.
Yeah, keep that. Brock,
you got the head up break and valve off on the 22nd. 8 o'clock, Saturday.
You got ballers for that same time. How you going to lock me in for that same time?
No, I got ballers fire tonight. I got two sad tonight.
Damn.
You need to stop fucking with Sad, bro.
Hey, you driving, right? Yeah, you got to drive. I'm a ranger.
I ain't got to do a goddamn thing to stay black and die, bro.
Hold up, man. You done paid me two fuck out. So you got the third one.
Hey, bro. I'll pay you three in Georgia if I ain't ready to race. Now, what you want to do? You want to lock in or you want to make a joke?
I'm just saying, you done paid me two already.
No. Do you want to lock in? Do you want to lock me in or you want to talk about the past? Ain't no goddamn lock here, bro.
Get him, Kurt. Get him. Goddamn, Kurt. You put some faith in your goddamn voices then. Shit.
I just want to race. I don't want to do all that. I want to race. I done spent a lot of money, not to talk.
Goddamn.
I tell you what. I locked you in 20 poles or better. Hard time.
20 poles or better. All right.
Hard time.
Saturday night, 8 o'clock. No, I ain't gonna ring. I ain't got no hard time.
24
of
them.
Hard time. I ain't got no hard time, bro. I got some on the front. I got some on the front.
You gotta have on the back. You gotta have on the back, man. Front don't count.
Hey, Brock.
Yeah.
Hold on a minute. Hey, Lo, get in here, Lo. Lo, get in here.
I'm doing real good. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
You got something on your mind?
No, sir.
On your mind, buddy?
I got nothing on my mind right now. I just speak it to my friend. I ain't seen him in a long time.
I'm getting something on your mind.
I'm just saying. You been all right, though?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Okay. All right.
Oh, I'm blessed. Oh, I'm just saying. Something on your mind.
Last time on my mind, I'm going to be right on your ass, but I ain't got nothing on my mind right now.
Oh, okay. Because, you know, May 30th, you can lock in.
May 30th? What's on May 30th?
May 30th?
What's on May 30th?
Is it a race at Palm Beach?
Who's going to goddamn Palm Beach, man? You got to be crazy.
You always go to Palm Beach.
Who's taking
the
track?
Who's taking the
track? Who's taking the track?
Well?
Who, the guy back season track in Palm Beach?
Nah, he's been all right.
Oh. I tell you what, when I go test them and see, and if I go down the track, man, you ain't even got to spot me, man. All over your ass I go, man. We ain't even nothing to talk about, man. Whatever you think you want to bet is a bet. Believe that. I'm going to see how fast you bitches can run in the bushes, boy. Remember that. Remember I told you. You bitches going to run in the bushes, and you don't give a damn what branch in the motherfucking way. And what that means.
Hey, you don't scare nobody when you raise your voice like that.
Hey, look, I'm not trying to scare nobody, though. I'm just talking in general.
No, I told you raise your hand. What happened?
Look,
I told you raise your hand when you want to talk. Hey, bro, May 30th, you can get down too, nigga.
Hey, look, let me ask you a question, Lo. I got to ask this question while everybody on here. Why wouldn't I respond? I think I said the call looked nice or whatever. I respond to the car. You got to come on and say something to me, but you didn't say nothing. Never one of the other motherfuckers said something about a comment on that car. Why you had to say something to me? I just curious.
Because I like you, bro.
I understand all that part, but you didn't say, I guess you
okay,
like
okay,
the
okay,
motherfucker.
Okay, I'm going to go in and tell you why I did that. You
okay,
sleep.
Why? Or what?
Because you sleep.
Hey. We're going to find out our sweet wheels now. Remember the words now.
Yeah.
Remember the words now.
I'm going to tell you the real reason.
Exactly. Hey, I want to give you all the candy you want, too.
All right.
You get all the candy you motherfucking want, too, now.
Hey.
Remember the words now.
Hey, hold on.
Whoa, and then when it comes, this is what I want y'all. I don't want no motherfucker to say these words here. Man, why he picking on Lo? Remember that now. When Lo goes bagging up and trying to find the bushes where he going to hit, I want no motherfucker to come and say, man, why is Brown picking on Lo?
Man, they going to say, why is he picking on Burn?
Hey, listen. Hey, Burn. All we want him to do, walk to the bush and make a plan and tell Lo, get the ass to it.
What is you? All that stuff. Manager, I promise you, your ass going in the bushes, boy.
Okay.
And I ain't putting your ass in no bag where you're going to be thinking when you get in them motherfuckers. You just going to clear.
If a dog want to take up on, how about the time to tell him to sit in the hot ass down?
Hey, bro. You can get out on the 30th, too, bro.
Hey, man.
Yeah, we can get out. 24 on hard time.
All right, Lalo. I ain't putting no stipulation on this. Right on the flat part of your ass, I go, man. Remember I told you this, man. And you're going to be the first bitch to holler about why you drawing on me.
Okay, I'll be waiting.
All right, now. You ain't that long to wait either, man. And get that shit real clear and understanding now. I just been sitting back chilling. I ain't been messing with nobody. I ain't been calling out nobody.
Yeah.
I respect my elders. I'm doing all the shit I'm supposed to do now. Now all that shit can be out the window real soon now.
All right, man. Who is you trying to fucking scare, bro? You not fucking scaring me, bro.
Hey, look. One thing, you talk me off the race, man. You got a race. Don't talk me off no race.
Ain't nobody gonna talk you out no motherfucking race.
Your heart pump blood. You don't pump no motherfucking water. I know the motherfucker telling you about not the race.
It sound like you trying to
talk
away from you.
Man, I'm trying to, hey. I'm trying to talk for the talking. Like the driver holler about bring that bag and all this shit, or bring the picket bank and all this shit. Believe me, it's coming.
Yeah.
All that shit you been talking. Oh, you least got to bet this. Boy, look at his bet. Call.
Hey,
all
right. Well, you need to hurry
man,
up.
Call. You
man,
need
to hurry
man
up.
You call, man.
Sir, hurry up.
Man, look here. You can call that shit, boy.
Hurry up.
Hey,
up.
Hey,
Lo. Hey, Lo. Hey, Lo.
Yo.
Man, you ain't never been dick free, huh?
Listen, hurry up.
Damn, I called Superfly. Everybody get quiet.
Oh, who's Superfly?
Hey, you'll see in a minute. Let me get some slack. No, ball is not so too tired at war. Superfly say, man, you crazy. Are you crazy? Superfly say, man, you got a big block and you won't go out there. But I got a small block and I got to go. Are you crazy? And say, Burn.
What?
Burn. Then motherfucker turn around and draw it on me. Because the deal ain't go right.
Who that?
The Baldy. Baldy turn around and throw it on me because the deal ain't go right to Joe Louis.
What deal?
Man, with Joe Louis put that pressure on it.
I told them they thought they Joe Louis told them they want to run them in Brady.
No, no, no. And it cost the week. Joe Louis say, man,
well,
I'm tired of you. Don't lose, I'm tired of you, man. You can get
the
price you get.
Who said that?
That's Brock.
Yeah. No ball on the phone.
Hey, listen. If I'm lying, just stop. When I start lying, you just stop. If I'm lying, Kurt.
Hold on, bro. Let Kurt answer this. Now he knows Bob on the phone. don't talk to me. Get him, bro. Hey, get him, bro. I always talk. I'm on mute. Hey,
I'm not on here,
bro.
Hey,
Kurt,
if I'm lying, just stop.
Bro, I'm not on here.
I'll let you say yes or no.
Here's a man. Oh, God. Kurt, close the gate behind you. Hey, Kurt, close the gate behind you. Hey, Kurt, close the gate behind you.
No, Seth, I'm
going to talk
that motherfucker.
Hey, I know they thought in Brady's thing that I was there. I don't know nothing else like that.
Man, Joe Louis came on this bitch yesterday, and Joe Louis picked the motherfucking feet down, man.
Yeah. Huh?
Hey, Mr. Brock, I'm going to say it again. O'Byrne, I said I don't want the Brock.
Oh.
Hey, Bob, I ain't saying that, Bob. I just said what you did.
I'm saying what I said, so I'm going to go back on mute.
Okay. I ain't going
to fall. God damn.
Hey, one of y'all phones giving off a hell of an echo. I don't know who it is. It's a hell of an echo, man.
No, it ain't. Ain't on no speaker.
Hey, usually,
I'm on the
if
ain't
you're
on
no speakerphone.
Who on my phone?
Hey,
I got a lot of people on my phone. Who is on speaker?
Now, I'm going to go
on mute. Now, watch this.
Okay.
If you're on speakerphone or car Bluetooth, you do that.
No, hold on. It's burning because right now it ain't doing it. Oh, yeah, it's still doing it. Hold on, go back to the view,
yeah,
Vern,
so
I think as soon as you came off. Go back. Hey, Vern. Yeah, it's yours, Vern.
Yeah, that's Vern's phone.
But I'm not on speaker, though.
Oh, I'm
you on the car,
Vern.
Bluetooth?
No, I'm on the ear. I got it to my ear.
Hey, Vern, I think if you went way fair, that's a problem.
Oh, Lord.
Get in here, bro. Am I lying? Yep. Am I lying, bro? We got the biggest problem in the
show.
It might be sad.
Man, ain't on the show.
Oh, that was yours, man.
No, I don't know why, because I'm on the regular. I'm on the hill. I ain't on no speakers.
Hang up and call me back.
Call you back, all right. That's what. Yeah, hang up and call me back.
It was a hell of an echo. I mean, we could hear you. We could hear y'all. It was just an echo like a motherfucker. God damn. But anyway. All right, well. What we got? Hey, Brock still on here?
Yeah.
I put Vern back on, but that's Vern's phone.
I don't know why.
Yeah, gotta be something with Vern's phone.
Yeah, what's going on,
Tony? Oh, nothing. I just heard you talking earlier. I just wasn't going to get in the middle of nothing, you know. I'll be listening to y'all. Hold on, I had a minute.
I told you a fuck you. Come on, nigga, for me.
Hey, Vern, put your phone on mute, Vern. Okay.
Yeah.
What you say, La Brock?
I told little Busty to go with a shirt on.
You know,
anybody look for me? And everybody hold their head down.
Hey, man.
Everybody hold their head down, man.
Maybe, hey, you might be putting a lot of pressure on Joe, man. Not Joe got to, you got to live up to what you, the pressure you putting out there for.
No, Tony, no, I didn't do a thing. I only can say what Joe Louis said and what Joe Louis did. I ain't putting if I'm lying, Kirk stopped me.
Hey, Brock, tell the truth. That shit tickled the hell out you, didn't it?
Damn, Joe did, because I ain't never seen that happen. I ain't never seen the baddest bitch in the state of Florida running through them bushes up there like a fist started on fire.
Oh. Brock, you're going to get in trouble, Brock.
I've never seen the baddest bitch in the state of Florida. Hey, man. I've never seen the baddest bitch in the state of Florida running like a fierce sighted phone on fire. He got him on. What the world
well,
is
that? You're going to get in trouble. Hey, you're going to get in trouble, Brock.
Hey, man. I seen the baddest bitch in the state of Florida. Jump and run. For what reason, I don't know. Maybe he'll come back. But for what reason he dropped around that day?
Damn.
Hey, Fred.
Yeah, I don't know.
You get Superfly in there. Hey, Ray said that. Yeah, Superfly.
Okay.
What up, Seth?
Say you open.
Yeah, what's up, Zach? You must be calling Jack.
That's
it. Yeah, this is me.
Yeah.
No, it's me, bro.
Wait, Superfly. Yeah, Superfly.
Hold on one second. He ain't been on?
He should be on.
I said, hold on, y'all ain't done it.
Yeah, he should have been on. I thought he was on here, tell you the truth.
Hey, shit. We're looking for a little extra teal green Mustang.
Who calling out Superfly? Brock wants a smoke? Brock wants a smoke? Who calling out Superfly?
Brock wants on 24.
Man, Brock on 24. Baldy looking for Brock, man. Ain't Baldy looking for Brock?
What Baldy looking for me for?
Baldy say he trying to lock you in.
What
you
looking for me for?
Huh? He say he trying to lock you in with Chain Gang. He's trying to lock you in.
Hey, Jack, you know you're right, Jack. They both got three bodies, Jack.
Yeah.
Okay, one of y'all got a lot of noise, man. We hit a whole playground.
Hey, Tony, I got this boy Real up here. I'm trying to lock him in, but he's backpedaling right now. So I'm gonna go on mute for about 2 minutes. I'm gonna leave. I got Real and Shorty Wood up here.
Oh, shit. Hey, Kurt, talk to Sags real quick. I got to see who this is.
Hold on.
Hey, bro.
Yeah.
You know, Bobby them chain gang and G-Body just like you.
Tim Frank chain gang just in a sitting on 24 hard time. And God damn it, I don't give a damn about it.
Fuck them hard times,
hey,
bro.
Hey, Tony, is Butter Ball and Maurice getting into that?
Your ass is grass, homie.
Tony made a call, Seth. Tony made a call, Seth. Tony made a phone call.
I got you.
Hey, Kurt. Kurt.
Yeah.
Eddie Travis on the phone. Eddie Travis on the phone.
Hey, Kurt.
Hey, what up, Eddie?
What
What's
you
going
up
on?
To? Oh, just living the dream.
Not
living
much,
the
Eddie.
Dream.
Living the dream. Hey.
Yep.
They told me you changed the pills in that thing, stepped it up a little bit, leaned on it, and was looking for us.
Not yet. We moving the motor ahead.
Okay, but you do realize that you're making changes, so we got to make changes at the race, you know. We gave you a spot to accommodate what we thought you were, but now we know that you moving the motor forward, changing the jet. I mean, we got to renegotiate. We want to race now, but we can't let you get faster, and then run the same race. You know what I mean? That's
well, we
saying.
Ain't changed.
But we ready waiting on
we
you.
We ain't changed the pill or nothing yet. Like I say, we're moving the motor ahead so we can get some weight off the front end of the car or get some more weight on the front end of the car.
And that's to make the car go faster, right?
Well, hopefully it'll make it go faster. We got like 280 pounds of weight on the front end of it right now.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we'll make it right, though, but I just let you know that you can't make your car go fast and then we come back with the same race. You know what I'm saying? We ain't trying
I
to give up
money.
But we waiting on you, though. Yeah, but we waiting on you.
Okay.
Though. Yeah. So y'all ain't going to make Tony race, right?
No, we're not going to make it.
Okay. Hey, what about Baldy race on the 21st and 22nd next month in Georgia Motorsports Park?
I don't know. We might be at that. I'm not sure yet. My son's up in Virginia right now. And they got another race coming up after that. And then I think they're going to Michigan. I'm not sure.
Okay. Hey, well, all right, well, you know, when y'all get it right, let us know. We try to go to events, but it don't have to be an event. It don't have to be an event. It can be a Friday night, test and chosen.
I know what you mean there.
Yeah.
We'll work something out.
Okay, all right. Hey, but we appreciate the competition, the action. Have a good race.
Hey, we enjoyed it. You know, I guess we just jumped into grudge racing with both feet.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's how you learn.
Yeah,
you
that's
go to college,
it.
You pay to learn. You got to pay for those classes at the college.
Well, that's it.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with
we,
that.
We had fun doing it.
Hey, listen, we only won two races out of 2 years. We go both ways.
Hey, you know as well as I do, either one of us could strike the tires or go to the sky.
Yep. Yeah. But I look forward to the next one.
Well, we'll look you up. Don't you worry.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Everybody know Eddie Travis in the race.
Okay, well, hey, Kurt.
Yeah.
Hey, Kurt.
Yeah.
Don't you worry now. Don't you worry.
I know they're ready.
I had to check your number first because I didn't know that. That number looked funny.
We were testing that night before. They came to us. And we were like, no.
They thought y'all.
They were like, man, shit, we both tested. We might as well, you know, race. Them guys are racing, man. And the amount of money don't matter. They race. They race for a small spot. Then they came back and race for a big spot. They race. They race. They really will race.
Uh-huh. Ain't nothing wrong with that, Kurt. Hell, you gave y'all gave him a hell of a spot. Not knowing.
Hey, there's only one.
That's
there's only one way you're going to know, and that's to make a run.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, now, Eddie, you're right about that. Damn sure right about that.
Hey, Tony, you know they had to have some odds. They came over there messing with us on Friday night.
They might, and or Kurt, they just didn't know who they were fucking with.
But they wanted to race.
If you want to mess with somebody, you pick on the big dog, right?
you found a big ass, and you found a cane corso. Well, then I shouldn't have used cane corso. You found the biggest dog at the track.
Hey, there's only one way to go for it, and that's to go for it.
Yeah, I guess so. Ain't nothing wrong with it, though. I enjoy watching. Hey, you know what? Eddie, y'all almost pulled that shit off, too, now. Y'all almost pulled
it
off.
Close
I think
to
if you could have kept that front
me.
End down. If you could have kept that front end down, you might have been a little different. Yeah. But anyway, Eddie, we gonna be looking forward to seeing y'all race again and seeing the car at the track again. But
hey Tony, see a lot of people don't know. All they know is that we gave them 1-1, but they don't know the rest of it still. Eddie them did a hell of a they gambled, Tony. They took their wheelie ball off. That was a wheelie ball car. They took their wheelie ball off and ran it with no ball. They ran us with no balls. That's why I said they did some gambling.
Yeah. Well, let them know where they was at. So I think they got it now.
And hopefully they don't put them song bitches back on either.
No, we ain't gonna put them back on. We're gonna leave the radios on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We don't got them balls off. Y'all will figure it out. Leave them balls off.
Well, the car was originally built for a small block, and the motor was set way back. And that's been giving us a problem. That's the reason we're having to hang so much weight on the front end.
Okay. Well,
I take 20 pounds off the front end, and it goes to the sky.
Hello.
Yeah, we still here. I'm letting it ride out for a little bit because they say some people want to lock in. So we trying to see. We're definitely trying to see.
Tony, what happened to that guy out of South Miami, Alex, whatever his name?
I got to figure out how to get in touch with him. I don't know how. Hey, Chuck G.
Randy Walton.
Randy Walton.
I forgot about Randy.
He's going to stop the race.
He's going to stop it.
Randy
on the phone too. Hey, Randy on the phone too.
I don't want to hear Randy.
I want y'all getting at it. I want y'all going through it. Yeah.
Hey, man, I ain't gonna lie, Randy. Get in here, Randy. Okay.
Yeah, he down so on the phone sitting back there in the cut. Randy supposed to have been on here tonight, too. He's sitting back there in the cut like I ain't gonna see him. Oh, man.
Randy!
Randy!
Hold on,
I
told
you.
Yeah.
I said I got some
PD
and some other shit they
promised,
but they said
that. Well, if he ain't going to get on here, man, we kind of show turning down, so I don't know what the hell y'all want to do. But I ain't going to sit here and listen to y'all make all this damn noise in the background, man. Good Lord. Well, y'all know y'all that you have some noise out there. Anybody? Okay. Well, Chuck G.
Yo. What's up?
Hey, Chuck. You know you're gonna have to make me. You can't. Oh shit. Chuck, you can hear me?
Damn. I hear you. Damn.
Okay. You know you're gonna have to make me some. You know you're going to have to make me some new stuff for this show, right?
Yeah, we back in action. I got you.
Yeah, we back. We back in action. But you're going to have to make me some new stuff for the show. And I'm going to go ahead and let you take us out of here, Chuck.
See y'all Saturday, man. Orlando Speedwell. OSW.
Chuck, your phone sounds like you're in the water.
Oh, shit.
Come on. You sound like you're in the water, Chuck.
You hear me now?
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, we see y'all Saturday. Orlando Speed World. All gas, no brakes. It's going down. Kirk, y'all cooking? Kirk?
Hit everybody. See y'all this weekend, man. Play that shit on TNT.
Let's talk about hard times, real bottom boy survivor. Way before the jury, the groovy hoes and designer. Back when I was trying to find a way for all my partners. Reema hit the window, pop the door for me and Lodger. Remember waking up with no destination, but I had some dedication, couldn't use my education. Cause no $9 can help me face what I was facing. My light bill due, envelope blue, that mean you behind on payment. Slow down and I was low on cash. Fresh out of high school, kicked out the house for living fast. Went and got a spot, then got a job, pops was on my ass. Then that's when pops had went to jail, so it didn't last. Hit the block with Brock cause I was trying to pay my bills. Like fuck a rap career, let's touch these streets and make a meal. Fast forward like raw waves, tell me how you feel. When I think about my past, that shit give me chills. Wake up in the morning, hit my knees and I pray. Because he finally made a way. I've been running up that paper, mama. And before I let him come and take it, mama. I'ma die in these Cuban links. I'm gonna die in these Cuban links.
Thank us again.
Die in these Cuban links.
Right now, today. Let go.
Die in these Cuban links.
Yes, Lord.
How my life has been a struggle. You on and fall off, you find out who really love you. Playing in the storm drain, came out the gutter. Good relationships, I admit I had a couple. Making love to the money, me and Bella melt down to the oil and it don't switch around. I need everything when it locking up high, yeah. Grab it off the top, let it dry, work the clock, yeah. Finally up and rank, moving blocks, holy shine, yeah. Having my little way, ghetto pussy used to act funny. Now I'm hitting the hard from the back, she throw it back, fuck me. When I went to jail, shout it left, turn her back on. Flexing on their ass, saying sag with them look racks up on. In the morning, hit my knees and I pray. Because he finally made a way. I've been running up that paper, mama. And before I let him come and take it, mama. I'ma die in these Cuban links. Yeah. I'm gonna die in these Cuban links. Die in these Cuban links. Die in these Cuban links.
Mm-hmm.